Elijah Dean sat in his car in Provo Canyon. He was 17 years old.
And I wanted to drive somewhere and just end things.
He had been silently suffering from a gradual but deep depression for about 2 years.
When you say, I don't want to do this, you look for other options.
The thoughts scared him, which kept him from telling other people, but they kept coming back.
You know, those reoccurring thoughts would happen is when I'm alone.
I was just drowning.
Jay Danzy is honest about her 2 suicide attempts as a teenager.
I was very fortunate to be able to receive help the second time.
She stayed in a treatment center. She, like Elijah, had been dealing with depression. Hers stemmed from abuse as a child. Elijah's was situational. Caring for his mother during a long illness had overwhelmed him. Depression is a big risk factor for suicide, but
we cannot attribute a suicide to any single factor.
Neither can we blame anyone, says Dr. Kathy Supiano, a licensed clinical social worker and faculty member at the U of U College of Nursing.
We certainly know that mental illness, and particularly untreated mental illness, is a big, big part of this story for many, many people. But it's a component of the explanation, but not the full explanation.
Dr. Supiano's colleague, Ann Hutton, emphasizes that people do not choose suicide.
You can't get out of this depressive loop. You constantly are feeding yourself negative, and they get a sense of hopelessness, which is a huge risk factor.
Looking back, Elijah now sees that's what was happening to him.
I felt in that moment that possibly that I had that ounce of self-worth.
He joined the Hope Squad at Provo High School, watching out for others who need help. Bit by bit, he recovered his self-worth. His mom's health improved. He improved. It took time.
You know, we were having fun, and I just kind of looked around me, and I was like, I feel good. I feel better.
Jade also found new purpose in her life.
I had to set goals for myself. This did not come overnight. This was, okay, today I want to do better with this. Okay, what do I want to do tomorrow?
She wrote a song.
Look around you, feel the hopes around.
Next came a music video and now a tour. And she started a new organization called the Alive Movement.
Just trying to help others find the hope in themselves so that they can find a purpose and want to stay and live their best lives and full lives.
That's what countless clinicians, doctors, and advocates want people to know.
It's helping people accept themselves.
We also have this incredible resilience that's built into us. And a lot of times counseling, therapy, support is just tapping into that resilience that people have and say, my life is worth living.
There is help, and that help will save lives. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.